When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy back at it again on a Friday evening. What's good, everybody? This is the long weekend for a lot of folks. Long weekend. What are y'all doing? What are y'all up to? Listen, we are a week away. We are a week away, folks, from watching our beloved Buffalo Bills take on the Arizona Cardinals. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rico Report. Brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics. What's good, everybody? Listen, it's going to be a fun one, short one, right to the point, and we get to it. So, folks, we've got some roster updates. We've got some roster updates. Somebody said, yo, shout out to the hat. Yo, let me tell you about this hat real quick. I went in to get like goalie gloves for my daughter. She's a goalkeeper when she plays soccer or football, if you will. And I'm walking by, and I saw this cap on sale. I was like, what? Y'all gonna put this thing on sale? Yo, don't even, I'm not even thinking twice, man. Sign me up. And I got this little ball cap. I don't wear it all the time because it's white. But, you know, sometimes you gotta bust that thing out. So, folks, welcome to another edition. For those that are tuned in from Twitter, YouTube, y'all know what time it is. Salute was good. Repost, retweet, share with your homies, share with your friends, and let's get this thing popping and smash that like while you guys are here. So, Let's get right to it, man. The Bills are making moves, and they made a move for a former first-round safety in Lewis Cine. A lot of folks been saying sign, Klein. I don't know where you found the L in there, but Lewis Cine is the brother that we are bringing onto the Buffalo Bills practice squad. Now, here's the deal, folks. Bringing on such a player that had a name for themselves is always reason to, I wouldn't say cause for pause per se, but it's not a bad thing. It's a low reward. I mean, listen, it's a high, you can get high rewards, but it's low risk. It's very low risk, but very high rewards can come from this signing. So what do we know about Lewis Cine? What do we know about it? Well, just from the top of my head, It was one of the fan favorites coming out of that of the former drafted two or three years ago in the 22 draft. He was a coveted player coming out of Georgia, a very nice player coming out of Georgia, had a nice career out there, and obviously nice enough that let me took a couple notes in my phone here. So while I look it up here, but good enough, folks, that in his final collegiate game, named defensive MVP, you know what I'm saying, at the National over Alabama, posted 7 tackles, including 1 tackle. Listen, these are not my notes, by the way. These are coming from the PR, the Buffalo Bills PR. And listen, not a bad collegiate career. You can't go wrong with that. 2021 earned AP All-SEC first team honors, third team All-America honors, with team leading 73 tackles, 9 pass defense. The boy can play. And he came from a big-time program. Problem is, since he's been in the league, it's been up and down. And the poor guy got an ugly injury, a nasty injury. And you know how those things, man, when the cleat digs into the turf and nothing else gives and it's stuck in there, boy had a nasty compound break. Nasty. If you've seen it, I don't want to show it because it was nasty. I needed to see it for myself, but one time was enough for me. If you have not seen the injury, it's gruesome. So coming back from that, obviously you're going to have some challenges. You're going to have some challenges. So my man didn't play a full season. So he breaks a leg, breaks an ankle. I don't know. It was low ankle. It looked like a high, I don't know what it was, but it was nasty. Anyway, he breaks that leg. He's out for some time now. So now when he's returning and getting back into the flow of things, now you got a whole new regime. You got a whole new defensive coordinator. And we already know what time it is, man. Sometimes if that's not your guy, baller or not, if that's not your guy, you don't, I mean, it's hard to overcome certain things, right? The one thing that sticks to me is when Marrone was here and knowing full well that E.J. Manuel was not his guy. That's not my guy. E.J. Manuel could have done everything under the sun to try to, I mean, earn that man's respect and earn the respect to stay on the field. It just wasn't it. Maybe just the vibe between Brian Flores and Lewis Cine just wasn't it. Sometimes it happens. Now, I'm actually going through, you tend to really know how a fan base feels about their player in the comment section. Y'all know what time it is, man. You got to go and visit the comment sections up on the YouTube channels. You got to go up on Instagram. You got, because there's three different audiences when kind of wanted to learn about another player from another team. Like, I'll tell you, when we didn't bring back Fred Jackson, I'm sure if people were like other, like Seattle Seahawks fans, when like, yo, what kind of player are we getting? Yo, if they went through the Bills comment section, you would have saw an outpouring of love, because Fred Jackson was loved in Buffalo, right? I'm not trying to compare the two, but I'm trying to give you an example of, you can tell a whole lot in a comment section about a player, especially from their fan base. You have those that are over the moon upset that this player is gone, or you have players that are saying, hey, good riddance, man. This guy was a bum. He was a borderline bust, like a whole lot of those things. And going through them, it was a mixture. It was a big mixture of up and down. There was, man, we didn't give this guy enough of a chance. This guy is going to now watch him go somewhere else and perform and do well. And then on the other hand, you have folks that are saying, man, it's about time. I don't know what we were wasting our time for. This guy just wasn't it. He didn't do anything for these Vikings, for my Vikings, when he was here. So, good riddance. So now Lewis Cine did not make the squad. They said, you know what? We just don't see the fit for you and this team. Now, I'm kind of like, I'm trying to, what kind of player was he? So, you know, the biggest thing that I remember was when we wanted to shop Sammy Watkins, or we wanted to move on from Sammy Watkins, right? Sammy Watkins' final year. And I remember they were pushing Sammy Watkins heavy in preseason. Heavy. Right, in order to entice someone to jump on it. So Lewis Cine in preseason, they showcased him, man. They put him in there. And if you can see what I'm seeing, I got this clip off of Twitter somewhere. So shout out to wherever I got this. I downloaded it real quick, so I didn't really see who I got it from. But shout out to them. And they kind of gave you a little highlight bits from my guy Lewis Cine this preseason. And he had his best performance. He had his best performance. I think week two of the preseason, total 11 tackles and a pick, a pass breakup, a sack, two quarterback hits, a tackle for loss, and a massive hit stick. And you already saw that hit stick. So at this point, are we getting the healed up, newly charged and recharged Lewis Cine, or are we getting the player that never lived up to the hype of being a Viking, right? Are we getting the player that came out of Georgia and he was a first rounder? Or are we getting a guy that just not good enough? Now, if you think about it, a lot of Vikings fans might feel this way about Lewis Cine, how we feel and how we felt. I say feel and felt because some people still feel this way about Kyer Elam. First round pick, hasn't quite lived up to what we need him to be. He's our cornerback three right now. But is it over for a guy like Kyer Elam? Or is he just getting ready? Is he just finally getting comfortable, right? And the one thing that I will say is I love what Bobby Babich, and I also love what McDermott does with these DBs. He happens to shape them and puts them in the best position possible. So a guy like Lewis Cien coming through, right, in the box type safety, not afraid to get his nose dirty, not afraid to get in the mix. I like it. I like this signing. I really do. Give you run support, gives you a guy that's still young. I think he's, 24 years of age. Good size, about 6'1", 200 pounds. That's a good size safety. He runs a 4.3 40. And even, I was even looking, I'm like, how athletic was he? Like, and how does he match up with the safeties that we have on the squad? Bro, the man scored a 9.9 on the RAS score. The RAS score that's created by my guy, the Math Bomb. So we might have ourselves a gem in Lewis Cien. I'm not going to gas him, but I think this is a really good, this is a really good signing. Now, the only thing that gives me issues is that massive injury that he had kind of hurts. But is he officially over it? Is he officially over it? And that's the one thing that we have to, I guess, this team feels great about. And what I feel great about is the fact that he's going onto a team that, if you look at the biggest question mark in all of the positions on this team, I think we both know what's good. It's the safety room. I think a lot of us are questioning and aren't sure about what this safety room is going to give. I'm not saying this safety room is a bummy ass room, but I'm also looking at this room like saying that's the biggest question mark. Right. So Lewis Cien being brought onto the Bills, I really like. So I'm hoping that I got all my roster here on here. Let's look at the defense, right? So if you're looking at this defensive side of the room, you got on the defensive line, you got Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, AJ Epinesa. By the way, shout out to my man Bobby, our graphics guy and our IG operator, the OG Bobby Ray. He came through and put this thing together for us. But Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, AJ Epinesa, Javon Solomon, one of my favorites on the team, Dwayne Smoot, Casey Tuhill, Ed Oliver should have a massive year, Daquan Jones, Austin Johnson, and Dwayne Carter. I really like this interior line. I really like this line altogether. I think Greg Rousseau is going to have a breakout year, and I'm here for it, right? When you go to the linebacker room, we're keeping six linebackers, right? Terrell Bernard obviously is going to be leading the way alongside Dorian Williams. Then you've got Baylen Specter. A healthy Baylen Specter is an underrated Baylen Specter. I really do like Baylen Specter. Nicholas Moreau, the vet. And then you got the rookie, Eddie Fuan Olofosio, and the Buffalo favorite, number 44, Buffalo Joe, a.k.a. Joe Andreessen. So that lines up our defensive linebacking crew. Then you go up to the corners. You got Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford, the aforementioned, obviously, Kair Elam, alongside Teron Johnson, or Taron Johnson. Everybody says, stop calling him Teron. It's Taron. So Taron Johnson, Jamarcus Ingram, the Buffalo, the UB product, and the newly traded for Brandon Codrington, which is also going to be our return guy. And we'll talk about that just in a little bit. Now, but let's take a look at the safety room, though, right? Taylor Rapp, Mike, and what a turnover room we've had, right? Two brand new starters, Taylor Rapp, Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, Cam Lewis. I mean, they got Cam Lewis as a safety, but, you know, he can very much play the nickel. But they have him as a safety. Cam Lewis, and then you got Damar Hamlin, right? So that, to me, if you're looking at the defensive side of the ball, that's the biggest room that I'm questioning. That's the biggest room I'm questioning right now. So at that point, when you see that we bring in a former first-rounder, I'm actually looking forward to seeing how he gets his act together, how it works out, because I'll tell you right now, if Brandon Bean and if Coach McDermott are about best players play, and if he catches on quickly, and if he understands the nuances, and what's really interesting in this is Lewis Cien wasn't even supposed to be a Buffalo Bill. This brother was headed to New Jersey. He was about to become a Jet. Until old boy Jamil Adai was like, hey, young blood, hold on now. We have a little something. When I was at Georgia for the year, you remember me? We had great chemistry. What's good? You don't got to head all the way over there. You might have a better opportunity to get on the field if you come with me. You already know how I do. So come on over. Change your mind. I mean, I know you're heading out east, but come out this way, Western New York way, and let's make something happen. And that is exactly what he did. He said, hey, man, New Jersey's been real, but we're taking a U-turn, baby. We're going to Buffalo. And a lot of times back in the day, ain't nobody looking for Buffalo. Nowadays, you got to have the right people in place. You got to have the talent in place. And the fact of the matter is this. If I'm a free agent player now, I can sign wherever I want to sign. And I came out of college as one of the a solid player, fringe, I guess. I guess you can count a first round, and some had him as a second round grade, but whichever, he was a first rounder. Hey, man, I'm looking to get back on the field and start again. I'm looking to make the Lewis Seen name the thing. So if I have an opportunity, I'm competing against DeMar Hamlin. I'm competing against Mike Edwards. I'm competing against Cole Bishop, rookie. I'll take my chances. I'm going to go over here. I'll go to Buffalo to get to in order for me. And I got a coach that I know I'm familiar with. And he knows me. He knows what I bring to the table. Bro, sign me up. So Lewis Seen was like, hey, man. Mike Williams, you know what I mean? Garrett Wilson, you know what I mean? Aaron Rodgers, y'all been good. Y'all been great. It was cool. I imagined my team, myself in the gangrene. But I'm going over to Royal Blue. I'm gonna hang out with my guy Josh Allen. I'm gonna hang out with my guy Von Miller. I'm gonna hang out with my guy Greg Rousseau. You feel me? Terrell Bernard. And I got Jameel Adai. Yo, let's roll, baby. Let's roll. So that is what we gain in Lewis Seen. Lewis Seen is gonna be on the practice squad. But the question now becomes, how long? How long will he remain on this practice squad? And I'll tell you right now, man. If you bring in a guy that had that type of status and was coveted coming out of college, and you know everybody does their homework on everybody, so I'm sure they went back into the books and said, okay, 2022, did we have a grade on Soon? Oh, yeah, we did. We were looking at Lewis. Okay. At the time, we didn't need a safety, but, yo, he was a high-graded player. Okay. And we got him on the squad, and he's starting to become himself, and he might be healthy. Bro, we might have got a steal. We may have gotten a steal. So big shout out to Brandon Bean. Listen, if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, he's on the practice squad. And at this point, at any moment, somebody can pluck him. Somebody can pluck him and bring him onto their 53 if something does happen. So obviously you want the guys that you originally have on the squad to succeed, but you also have to have a contingency plan. And if Lewis Seen comes in and handles what he's supposed to handle and does what he's supposed to do, shoot, I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing him, you know what I mean, by middle, like me, by what? Well, if he week five, week six, week seven, give him several weeks to kind of get this playbook, give him several weeks to kind of, you know what I mean, understand who his teammates are and perform and practice and really show out what he's supposed to do. Watch out. Everybody's got to perform, because if you don't perform, on the bench you go. Straight up and down. So what do we get in Lewis Seen? We get a hard-hitting safety. We get a guy that can be in the box. We get a guy that can drop down in coverage. He's got 4-3 speed. Now, has his speed dropped because of the injury? Who knows? But coming out of college, that boy can fly, and he can hit. That boy can fly, and he can hit. I'll take both them cats. So, big shout-out to the signing of Lewis Seen. We'll see how it all plays out. We will see how it all plays out. Now, we weren't done with roster moves, folks. We weren't done with roster moves. We also brought in Jalen Virgil. Jalen Virgil, obviously a former player of the Denver Broncos. He now adds to our depth. We bring him to the practice squad. So the practice squad is pretty loaded with some receivers. Only challenges, or any problem, would you say, I would say, is you had to let go of someone on the practice squad, and you had to let go of Dean Cain. Oh, and I thought Dean Cain was going to be settled on that practice squad. He didn't make the squad, but let me see if I can make something work on this practice squad. And they said, not good enough, my guy. So they bring in the 6 foot, 210-pound receiver. Obviously undrafted free agent that came, that was brought to Broncos. And he had quite a bit of a story, actually, with himself. So, obviously, I believe he came out of Appalachian State. Yeah, Appalachian State, where he had a good career there. Final year, he had 98 receptions, 1,400 yards, and 11 touchdowns. So, the boy is explosive. Let me just put it this way. He's explosive. All right? So, here's the deal. You got to let go of somebody. So, here comes Dean Cain gone. Yeah, the Real says, no, what? They got rid of Dean Cain? Yeah, Dean Cain's gone, man. He's DK gone, man. He's out of here. My man said, yo, Rico got the Gucci Man shades on. Hey, I don't got no. These are prescription, my G. These things are prescription. You probably can't see it, but these boys are prescription, bro. I ain't wearing no sunglasses, but these are pretty fly, though. I'm not going to lie. But anyway, yeah, man. So we got in Jalen Virgil. I was reading a little story on Jalen Virgil where he got his opportunity to get some playing time with the Denver Broncos. And he made the most of it. You know what I mean? He made the most of it. He had one catch for 66 yards. Let me see if I can try to find that and play that for y'all. He had a catch for 66 yards and made the most of it. And that's what you're looking for when you get your opportunity. You don't want to squander it. You want to do everything you can to make the most of it. Jalen, let me see. Jalen Virgil, there we go. Yeah, man, 66 took that 66 reception to the house, and he was out of there. Let me see if I can find him. And then we'll go from there. But yo, man, listen, I like what we're doing. We're getting players that are explosive. We're getting players to bring to this team that makes a big difference for us at the end of the day. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. You want players that at the drop of a dime, if something happens, can I count on you to come in and make a play for us? And that's exactly what ended up happening. So Jalen Virgil coming in and doing big things. So let me play a couple highlights for you for my guy Jalen Virgil, because it seems as though we found ourselves a little gem in Jalen Virgil. So as much as people want to say, man, all these moves that Brandon be making, man, it don't mean nothing because these guys are not going to touch the field on the practice squad. Like, look at the actual, I mean, players that we have on the squad, then talk to me. And it's fair for you to feel that way. It is fair for you to feel that way. But you know what? Here we are. So let me just give you a couple plays and get you out of here. But yeah, man, Jalen Virgil, that's the dude, man. We got him on the practice squad. So give him an opportunity. The boy can run. He absolutely can run. He can fly. And we got some explosiveness on the squad. So big shout out to my man Jalen Virgil, man. So here he is. That's our guy. He's on the practice squad. Whether that means anything, we shall soon see. Panthers already scooped up Deion Cain. Gone. I knew Deion Cain was going to get picked up somewhere. I mean, it was just a matter of time. So at the end of the day, if you can catch on somewhere, great. I'm actually glad that Deion got picked up somewhere because I think he's talented, man. He had his moment in the USFL, did some big things. I think what do you got? MVP of the I don't want to call the Super Bowl, their championship game. So he can play. He's got some explosives. You saw a little bit of it in that preseason game, but we're clearly looking for something. We're looking for a little something, a little more, I guess, explosive, I suppose. So this is where he comes in. So Jalen Virgil to the team, Deion Cain released, and obviously he signed elsewhere, and we've brought in Mr. Lewis Cine. So I kind of like what we're up to and where we're going with this thing, man. So now it's just a matter of chemistry being built, putting something together, and if it all shakes out the way it's supposed to, here we are. So I wanted to show you guys a little something here. So here's how it's all broken down when it comes to the roster. So we've got our final 53. And obviously, you got your two quarterbacks and Josh and Mitch Trubisky. Hopefully, Mitch is ready to go by week one, just in case. And if not, Mike White, the recently signed quarterback, former Jet, former Dolphin. You know what I mean? So, and now he's on his third AFC East team. Mike White is on the squad. So he's on the practice squad. So at a moment's notice, if Mitch Trubisky, something happens, we got someone that actually does have some playing experience, and he knows Mr. Matt Milano extremely well. So I'm sure those two will get acquainted sometime soon in the locker room. But yeah, we're, so four running backs, obviously Gilliam making our fourth slash fullback slash tight end. Then you got your five receivers. You already know what time it is. Obviously, you've got Khalil Shakir that's going to be leading the way alongside Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, Mac Hollins, and MVS Marcus Scantling. So five receivers, three tight ends. You guys know the big three. We've kept nine linemen and 10 defensive linemen. So those are the big chunk. You mean we rotate a lot on the defensive side of the ball. So it all makes sense. And then round it up with six cornerbacks, six linebackers, and your five safeties. So that's how we round out this roster. So I asked this question on Twitter, and I'm curious to see the thoughts of Bills fans right now. So obviously everyone knows when the season comes out, you do your best to aimlessly try to, I guess, predict your team's record. Everybody knows it's a crapshoot. The season hasn't begun. Nothing started. We haven't really done anything with the schedules out. It means absolutely nothing because things got to get started. But nonetheless, we do it anyway. So Z-Bot and I, we decided to, I mean, try to go toe for toe and see how many wins we can gain with this team. And I think majority of Bills fans see us between 11 and 13 wins. I had us at 12 wins, and this is well before the season started, obviously, and well before, you know what I mean, activity started to begin. Now we're at our final 53. Now we're at we're weeks away from starting the season. Do you see 12 wins on the docket? Are we at 12 wins? By the way, I got to give a shout out to 445 Block. What's good, my G? Says, yo, got a dip, but wanted to spread some love. Appreciate you as always, Rico. Stay blessed, homie. I appreciate you, 445 Block, man. Appreciate you very much. So that's love, man. That's love. I love that. But yeah, man, do you see 12 wins? Am I tripping? Because Kimmy's like, yo, bump that, man. I see 13. I'll give a damn what anybody says. I see 13 wins on this docket. Damn. I bet. So I had my man said 50 wins, man. Yo, mark me down for that. I asked my man Z-Bot, are you still confident that we had 12 wins? And he goes, you know what? He called it baked. You know what I mean? Sometimes we get baked and we bake in the, we get a baked in loss is what he said. I didn't quite understand what the baked in loss is, but he says there's always that one game that you lose to someone you're not supposed to lose to. And you know that everybody's got that game, right? The Chiefs, I mean, although the Raiders play them very tough, but the Chiefs should not lose to the Raiders. It's just what it is, right? The Chiefs should not lose to the Denver Broncos, but division games are division games. And that's just how things shake out and play out, right? So that being said, when you're looking at this season and who we've brought on, who we've lost, and now the final roster's put together, and we lost Matt Milano being a big piece of this defense, does that shake things up? Because you already knew we weren't getting Micah Hyde back, we weren't getting Jordan Poyer back. We knew that right from jump. So we knew that safety room was going to be a bit of a fix, right? Obviously, it shocked a lot of fans when we moved on from Stephon Diggs. A lot of folks, including myself, said that dead cap hit, is just way too much. We're not going to just give away, just sit on $31 million. And then Brandon Bean was like, yo, hold my mug, please. Hold my mug. Let me just take a quick sip. And let me ship off Stephon Diggs to the Texans. Don't care. I don't care if he's in the AFC. He's out of here. Didn't see that coming. So that changed a lot. So now with all the movements and with all the things that you see happening around the league, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? So quite interesting, if you will. So I'm going to stick to 12 wins. I think once we get into a rhythm and everybody starts to understand their role, and I think we'll get there early. We might have a few bumps in the road. But once everybody understands their role and what they bring to this, their side of the coin, if you will, their side of the offense, their side of the defense, and they understand where their role is and what they're supposed to do, and they do their 1/11th, I still see 12 wins, man. I still see 12 wins, and I like it. I'm here for it. My girl Kim Betts, my lady, 53 looks good. Get ready for an amazing season. I love the optimism. I love the optimism, and I want to stay there. I want to stay with the optimism, and I love that from my lady Kim. But that's where we're at right now at this point. So big shout out to the Bills. I think the Bills are slated to have an interesting season nonetheless. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Week one can't come soon enough because I'll be pumped up, ready to roll. The Real says, yo, shout out to the Colorado Buffaloes. Yo, the Colorado Buffaloes defense didn't look as good. Didn't look as good, man. They're letting, ND State? Who are they playing? Dakota State? Dakota? Anyway, yo, they took you right to the brink. And I know I'm not saying Dakota's some scrub, but, like, you got a Heisman potential in Shedeur Sanders, and you got a Heisman potential in Travis Hunter. Y'all gotta, you can't play with teams like this. And you just, didn't you move to I don't know, college ball, great. But didn't Colorado move to a better conference? I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see how they play out. Listen, at the end of the day, you got away with a win. You're 1-0. But geez, man, too close for comfort. And here's the thing. Deion Sanders was talking about, man, I got some dogs on the defensive line. And we really got some guys that can get after it. And we're gonna have to have a quarterback, and we're gonna run the ball, and we're gonna stop the run. We're gonna run the ball, we're gonna stop the run. Bro, y'all almost gave that game away. And Shiloh. Bro, don't get me started on Shiloh, man. Yo, just do your job, bro. Tackle. You know what I mean? You can't take stupid penalties that way and keep teams like this in the game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You bozo. Your dad's like, God, I hate that son. I have my favorites, but he's my worst. He's my least favorite. Jeez, Shiloh. Golly. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, man. Shout out to the Colorado Buffaloes. They got their first win, and they keep it pushing. They keep it pushing. Now, I do want to hit up around the NFL. And the one thing I found very interesting that really dragged on all offseason was the Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk finally, he inked his deal. He finally inked his deal, and boy, did he get paid. He got paid a good chunk of money. And some things happen where you're like, I mean, Brandon Ayuk was nice. He is. I don't say was nice. He is nice. But that boy just dragged that thing out. Like, you would think he was like Davante Adams. You know what I mean? He was Julio Jones from back. I mean, you think he was like one of them. You mean one of them. But he's not. He's not one of them. He's solid. He's really nice. Back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons. I get it. But like, are you the first option on that squad? I don't know if you are the first option. CMC is your first option. Then maybe George Kittle? I mean, listen, before I start speaking, let me not start speaking out of line, because I need to see what I'm working with here. But I mean, am I lying though? Brandon Ayuk, man, let me see what's good with Brandon Ayuk, because I'm very interested, because I mean, you're not even first option, but you got paid handsomely. You got played handsomely. So, I mean, big shout out to him. He stayed the course, showed up, showed out, and here he is. So let's see what the deal is done. So let me see what the deal is really about. So per source with the knowledge of the terms, here's the full and complete details of this new contract by 49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk, right? So we signed a signing bonus of 23 mil with 11 million paid within the 2 weeks and the rest paid out with his base salary for 2024. So the 2024 base salary is 1.1 million fully guaranteed. Okay. Plus half of his signing bonus. All right. So there's your 12 mil. We'll call it 12 mil, 13 mil and change. 12 and change. And 2025 option bonus, 22 mil, guarantees below. All right. So 2025 workout bonus, and he's got the 2025 base salary of 1.7. So a lot of low base salary. A lot of low base salary. 2026 option bonus, 24 mil guaranteed for injury and fully guaranteed as of April. So there's a lot of like, man, these contracts, you really got to pay attention, man. You really got to pay attention. But the full guarantee at signing is 45 mil. So you got 45 mil guaranteed. The practical guarantee is 76 mil since the guarantees fully vest by April 2025. So it's a 4-year deal, 120 mil extension, and a 5-year 134 mil deal. So the 49ers can pull the plug after 3 years and 76 mil. So year to year after that. So, I mean, the deal looks good. I mean, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. He wants to get paid. He stays in San Francisco, and we go from there. But like, is he the number one guy? Is he number one option? No. CMC is. And then Debo, maybe. And then you got to mix in George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. It's a great problem to have for 49ers. Don't get me wrong. But golly, man. That's a lot of money. Shout out to my guy, Jason Miller. What's up, Jace? Says, yo, 12 is reasonable. Absolutely, definitely reasonable. Only one short, 12, oh, 12 wins. You're talking about 12 wins. Okay, so 12 wins is reasonable. I think it is. I think it was then and still is now. And I'm going to stick to 12. I almost dropped it down to 11 wins, but I'm going to stick to 12 because I respect this team enough that when you have 17, he's good enough to get you 12 wins, right? Only one short week, 49ers Chiefs at home. 17 will be on a mission to prove how overrated he is and trash talk all the way there. Yo, I like that double dip right there. I feel that 12 wins is absolutely reasonable. Absolutely reasonable. I'll take that. And I feel comfortable with it. I feel comfortable with it. And like I said, there are, like Z-Bot said, there are games that we lose where we have no business losing. That happens. It happens all across the NFL. But there are games that surprise the heck out of you and be like, I knew this game was going to be a tough one, but I didn't think we were going to win this good and this well and just really bring it to that team, right? So case in point, very great example, the Dallas Cowboys. I knew that we had an opportunity to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I knew it was going to be a tough game, but I didn't think we were going to shellack them the way we did. We absolutely ran amok. We ran a mud hole up in their ass. That's facts, man. We pushed them around. Did we expect that? Hell no. Did you expect Josh Allen to throw less than 15 attempts that game? Heck no. But it happened, and we witnessed it. So it does happen where you get a chance where your team decides to just come out and play and just kill it. And then you have games like the one against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I personally thought we were going to come out there and win that game. I wouldn't say handsomely, but convincingly. I thought that should be a game that we just take on and win that game and move on and keep it pushing. And then we end up losing that game. You're like, what? To Jacksonville? It's like we came out flat. And there are going to be moments that we come out absolutely flat and we get no spark and we just stay, we play flat all game. So it does, it will happen. It does happen. I just hope that we cap that to like maybe one game. We can't have a whole bunch of games where we come out flat because that's going to kill our season. That's going to kill our season. That's going to kill our season. So, but appreciate that, Jason, with that super chat. Much love to you. And 12 wins, I'm going to stick by it. I love the 12 wins. I like it. I'm going to stick to it and go from there. Let's move on to another story that's around the league right now, and that is the receiver room of the Cincinnati Bengals. Here's the deal with the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Jamar Chase. I understand when players hold out, and I understand it, right? It's time for you to play, and you do what you have to do. But at one point, I hope I'm spelling his name correctly, but at one point, there comes a time where you're like, nah, bro, I've outplayed my contract, straight up. And there are a lot of players that sit there and outplay their contract. And they're loyal to this team. And as they continue to play, when they know they've outplayed their contract, something tragic happens. They get hurt. And now they don't hold the same value they did when they were healthy, clearly. So now the team has leverage to say, well, you know what, big guy, we'll see how it turns out next season. Can you come back and do what you've been doing? So on and so forth. And if he doesn't, they cut him. But I still got 1 year left on my deal. It's just, this guy's outplayed you, and you're about to get dropped in the depth chart. I can't justify paying you what I'm paying you, so you got to go, right? So Jamar Chase, this is where Jamar Chase comes in and says, all right, bet. I ain't touching the field until I get paid. I'm watching all my counterparts get paid, and you sitting here looking at one of the best receivers in the game, and you're not going to pay me? Not today. Not today. I'm sitting. And you could do what you could do all the things you want to do, but I need to get mine. Justin Jefferson got his. Amon-Ra St. Brown got him, got his. You got Devontae Smith got his. Come on now. Devontae Smith got his. AJ Brown got his. Where's mine? Brandon Ayuk got his. So you know what? I'm sitting. I'm sitting. So until y'all want to pay me, yo, y'all can do it with T. Higgins. T. Higgins, hold it down. See what you can do, but I ain't touching the field. So here's the thing. I found it very interesting. I if I'm a player, I'm showing up to every if I feel that I've outplayed my contract. All right. Yeah, he's still got 2 years left on his contract. That's despicable. Hold on. Still 2 years left on his contract. I don't care. That's despicable. Heck no. I disagree. And I'll tell you why I disagree. Right? So let's just say I'll keep that up. He has 2 years left on his contract, right? The last year, he had an awful year. He had 36 receptions. He had 12 drops, right? Couldn't sniff the end zone. And the team feels, you know what? Yeah, you got to go. Cut. Hold on. I still got 2 years left on my contract. They have every right that they can cut you anytime. I mean, just go back to looking at Stephon Diggs, although he got traded, but Steph's like, yo, I got enough. Obviously it's an awful example to use because he wanted out. Nobody really will say that he wanted out, but he most likely wanted out, but on from him dead cap and all. They said, yo, you got to go. You got to go. Right. They did the same thing to LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy had deals left on his deal. And they said, yo, man, I'm sending you to Buffalo to die. That's exactly what they did. Send him to Buffalo. Kiko Alonso. We want that guy instead. Anyway, I bring this up because at any point, you guys know this, these owners can drop you at any time and they don't care. They move on with it. So as a player, the leverage you have is your skill set. The leverage you have is what I did last year and what you know I will do for you, and I'm still young enough to do it. I got more leverage at age 26 than I would if I was 31 or 32. You guys know that, right? It's just what it is. So for me, if I'm a player, I'm sitting here going, I'll show up to every practice doing individual drills, but I'm showing up. I'm here. And then I'll do exactly what Ja'Marr Chase did. Right before the season starts, I'm still healthy. I'm pulling out. You think that I'm going to come out and play when all these other guys are getting paid and I'm just as good, if not better, than a lot of these guys that got paid? I'll take Ja'Marr Chase over Brandon Ayuk. Oh, for sure. I'll take Ja'Marr Chase over Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. And I like A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown is a very good player. But I'll take Ja'Marr Chase over them, too. And these guys are getting paid. So you want me to just play? No, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. And I feel them. I'd be the same way. I ain't doing it. So it'll be interesting to see what these Bengals really do, because your chances are much greater with Ja'Marr Chase. And in the division that you play in, you need all. You need it all. You absolutely need it all. You need Ja'Marr Chase. You need T. Higgins. You need everybody. You got Joe Burrow back, and he's feeling as healthy as he can be. Bro, you have the whole squad healthy. Yo, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up, man. Pay that brother. Now, here's what can nip him in the butt. If T. Higgins comes in and does absolutely well, right? And I think they drafted Jermaine Burton. Was it Jermaine Burton that they drafted? The Bengals? I can't recall if it was Burton or Rome. Was it Rome? I think it was Burton. I'll just take a quick look. I think it was Jermaine Burton that they drafted. But anyways, so T. Higgins. Yeah, is it Burton? Thank you. I appreciate that. So it's you got Jermaine Burton, T. Higgins. Those boys can come out there and do extremely well. And now Ja'Marr Chase is like, oh, shit. Maybe I shouldn't have. Or maybe I should have. But it's too late now. It is too late now. You've already dug your hole. You've dug your heels into the dirt. And that's just what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. So we'll see. The Bengals cannot afford to not have this guy, man. You got to pay that, brother. Question is, how much you going to pay him? And you know it's going to happen. I'd be interested to see if these guys go the whole, like, first week without him. And they just get their asses crushed. Then we'll see. Because who pulled that very same stunt? It was the defensive tackle, Chris Jones. Chris Jones did it for the Chiefs. He says, I ain't playing. And until y'all pay me, and until y'all show me some love, I'm not setting foot on that field. And guess what? They felt the difference when he was off the field. And the minute Chris Jones came back, the Chiefs were back on track. They won the whole damn thing, right? Chris Jones is that dude. That guy's he's a stud. And there and so is Ja'Marr Chase. So we'll be paying close attention to see how that all plays out. That we'll be paying close attention. But anyways, those are the two topics that I actually did wanted to hit on. If there's anything that I missed, anything that y'all want to hit on, this is your opportunity to hit up right now in the chat. And I'll listen, if I can have a chance to jump on there, let me do that. Mike Dinesco, what's up, Mike? Mike says, yo, might have to wait until week two, Rico. They're playing the Pats. You know what, though? I'll tell you this, though. The Pats offensively may not be prepared and ready to go. But you know damn well defensively they will be. I don't know what it is about the Patriots, but they're always ready to go on defense. Now, they did move on from Matt Judon. They moved on. They move them to the Atlanta Falcons. So Judon to the Atlanta Falcons. So you lose a big piece on that defense, but they always seem to just play well. New coach Gerard Mayo. Does he have the same pedigree as Bill Belichick? We'll soon see. They got the same system in place. He knows the system. So a whole lot of it is not going to change. Maybe a little more aggressiveness. I don't know how that's all going to play out. Christian Gonzalez coming back is going to really give these guys a big bump. They drafted pretty decent this year. So the Patriots are going to be interesting to see. So I wouldn't say it's quite a cakewalk just yet, because that Patriots defense is still a solid defense. They still got some players on that squad that can still move, that can still play. So we'll see how that all plays out. We shall. Maddie Boy says, who did the Bills sign? So the Bills signed two players recently to their practice squad, and that is safety The former Viking safety, former first round pick, Lewis Seen, and we brought in receiver Jalen Virgil. He's signed to the practice squad. So we got two players that'll be there on the practice squad, and maybe, just maybe, they shake things up and you might see these guys on the squad. That's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see how they develop under Babich and if he's the one calling plays and et cetera, et cetera. So one thing that's what we're going to keep our eyes on. The Real says, hey, at least they won't draft long snappers in the first round. Yo, Belichick's gone. He ain't doing that no more. He ain't going to do that to that team. He definitely is not. Jamel Redford says, yo, got to give Bean his props. This team will win a Super Bowl just in Josh early years, as is John Elway's years. Hey, man, we'll see. We shall see. You just got to build the right team and the right people around Josh Allen, and we could get it. The best way to put it is I saw a clip. Somebody talking about Michael Jordan, right? We all know who Mike Jordan is. We all know who Jordan is. We all know, you know what I mean, number 23, Chicago Bulls, all that good stuff, right? 6 championships, you know what I mean, no losses, all that good stuff. We all know that, right? Jordan was drafted in 84. He was drafted in 84. It took him some time to get his first championship. But it took him some time because he was trying to do it all by himself. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to, you know, be all that nonsense, right? Until Pip came through. And we started building around that squad. And then once Pip came through, it was over with. Yo, Jordan was ready to go. Jordan was ready to go. And then obviously the rest is history. So we just got to have the right pieces around Josh Allen. You put the right pieces around him, the right nucleus, and maybe this man could, Buffalo could shock the world, man. Buffalo could easily shock the world. We'll see. But my man Ravens for Life says, not so much. 9 wins if you're lucky. Damn, man. 9 wins? You going to do us dirty like that? Hey, Ravens for Life, though. Real talk. Let me ask Ravens for Life a real question. And if he's true Ravens fan, and he's a true NFL fan, F a Ravens fan, if you're a true NFL fan, yo, be real. You and I talking right now. Nobody else is in the room. Did Lamar Jackson deserve that MVP last year? let's be real. Did he deserve that MVP last year? And if you're real, you'll say, heck no, he did not. Because I saw something absolutely wild. They were showing statistics of who had the most passing yards, who had the most passing touchdowns, who had the most rushing touchdowns as a quarterback. Bro, Lamar Jackson was nowhere near the top dogs. And this brother still brought in the MVP. It's wild to think that. And team, listen, the team's success was undeniable. The Ravens had a great year last year, but that award is for individuals that had a baller year. And you can't tell me that this guy deserved it. So Raven for Life, if you real, you'll say, nah, he didn't deserve that. He did not deserve that. Yo, didn't the Bills get by New England last year by Mac Jones, and he looked like Brady on that Bills D? Boy, listen, just answer my question, man. Just quit talking about everything else and answer my damn question. And then we'll know if you're real. I bet. At least you can say, you know what I mean, you're real for saying that that's the case. I bet. Then you good. You good with me, man. You good with me. Because if you said, of course he deserved it, he was that dude. I love Lamar Jackson. I'm a fan of Lamar Jackson. But there ain't no way he deserves that MVP. No way. Some people got robbed, man. For real. Anyway, before I get out of here, I'm just going to jump in on a couple questions. And I'm going to get my black ass out of here. Mike Dinesco says, yo, Rico, did you hear about the article about the worst ran franchises based on agent surveys? One agent said that the Jets are dysfunctional and Rodgers is in control of the whole operation. Smells like a 7-10 season. Ooh, I hate to say that I do not agree. I think, listen, maybe some of these GMs or whoever the anonymous source is or agent that said it. That's cool. But I'm going to tell you this. There was a clip that I saw that's circulating right now. I think it was for Hard Knocks, actually. And it was showing Aaron Rodgers, I mean, chatting it up with his boys. I think he has a great respect from his teammates. I think he has a great respect from people around the league. Now, whether it's a poorly run organization, I mean, listen, if you saw last year how they collapsed and it wasn't great, that's a big proof, because you should still be able to rally around. That defense was a damn good defense. You should still be able to rally around not having Aaron Rodgers. And you started hearing a whole lot of stuff like Robert Saleh could be fired. Will they bring it back? He's on a short leash. The owner, they were talking about the GM, excuse me. I mean, he's not doing well, but he's drafted well the last 2-3 years. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm not buying the whole they're run poorly. Listen, man. This is when you'll know if it's really bad, poorly run, is if they take a couple L's and how loud the murmurs will get. How loud they'll get and how some truths will start to come out, right? Things that are kept under wrap right now, but a couple losses or a couple back-to-back losses, then you'll start hearing, well, they lost this because I heard in the locker room, XYZ did this and that. Oh, shit. Then you go see what's really good. But I don't know. I don't think that they're in that bad a shape. I think they're going to be a solid team this year. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the Jets and how they operate with Rodgers, because everybody's looking forward to that last year. And they didn't get that. Now you have a year older quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, but you have a team that's motivated around him to get things done. So the Jets will be interesting to watch, will be fun to watch. I'm just looking forward to my team sweeping the AFC East. And we've done it before. Let's try to do it again. And I'd love for them to sweep the damn AFC East this year, but it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough. Bills fan says, you can't talk about the Bills missing Milano and the injuries, but then give the Jets credit. What do you mean? You can't talk about the Bills missing Milano. Oh, are you talking about myself or are you talking about somebody else? I think you might be talking about somebody else, Bills fan. And if you are, you're probably talking to the Ravens guy. I'm assuming you're talking to the Ravens guy. All right, bet. Anyway, folks, that's it for me. That's it for me. I appreciate y'all. And if you guys have not subscribed to that channel and you're new to the channel, hey, welcome. We appreciate you. And go ahead and smash that like. Let's get this live shot. Let's be nice today. Let's get 400 likes. Let's get this. That's just 400 people, man. Just you casually saying, you know what? I like this guy. Click like. That's it. And let's get this thing rolling, man. And then we shall go from there. So this is it. That's it for us. I don't know. What you guys got going for the long weekend. I hope you guys enjoy your long weekend. Hope you guys stay safe over the long weekend. And then we get a big time week coming up. And I hope that your draft goes well. If you guys have drafted already, send me your draft. Send me your teams on Twitter. Let me know what your team is looking like. I got my draft come this Sunday night. So I got to make sure I'm picking fourth. So I gotta do a couple of mock drafts to see what the census is saying about who's going first and who's going maybe second and third. I know CMC is probably going to be gone the first. Justin Jefferson could be, but you got Sam Darnold throwing the football to him. So I will see. But if you're a baller, you're a baller, period. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that all shakes out. But yeah, man, I got my draft this Sunday. I actually think I might live. I think I might stream this draft. I've never streamed my draft before. So I think I might stream my draft. Listen, if you guys see some things that I should be doing, and this might be a community draft. You know what I mean? Y'all can help me out and figure some things out. I kind of like do my thing on my own, but if you know someone that I should be picking, and be like, yo, this guy's still available, grab him. Man, I'll listen to y'all. Mike Dinesco, so yo, thanks for the response, Rico. You're the man. 12-5 incoming. Man, I hope so. 12 wins, man. If we get 12 wins, man, that's looking good for us. It's looking mighty good. Bills fan says, yo, I drafted fourth. I got Bijan. Ooh, that's good. Bijan Robinson. I grabbed Bijan Robinson last year, so I might be able to grab that brother again. Josh and Chase in my first three picks. What? You got Josh, Bijan, and Chase? Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. You good. That should be all right. So you just better hope that Jamar can get his act together and get back on the team and they pay him. So that way you don't miss a beat. That's what I'm hoping for you. My girl, Laura. What's up, Laura? Rico, stream it. All right. I got some support. I mean, sometimes people love watching a live stream. I mean, so we'll see. I'll be in my bag. I'll be doing what I do. But, yo, listen, that fourth pick, though. Ooh, shoot. If I could squeeze in a Breece Hall, I don't know if I want to grab Breece Hall with the number four pick. I don't know, man, because I was thinking, if I don't grab Josh, I want to grab Josh. But, like, if I was picking late, I would have grabbed Josh. But if I jump in and grab Josh with the fourth pick, you know, I feel he's going to give me 500 yards rushing. I feel he's going to give me 10 touchdowns. So with Josh doing what he does on the floor and in the air, you can't go wrong with picking quarterback. But some might say, ooh, that's early, and you're a homer. When it comes to drafting, I kind of am a little bit of a homer. But Breece Hall, though, with number four pick, I kind of like it, though, man. I kind of like it. I'm not going front. You guys already know how I feel about Breece Hall, so you know what time it is, man. I don't draft quarterbacks in the first round. I do. I'm in a 14. I'm the commissioner of my league, so I'm in a 14-team league. So you got to make your pick and make your pick early because that snake, it's a long way back. So you have to be strategic. I'm not in some 8-team league and a 10-team league. I just can't do it. Everybody's got a phenomenal team when you're picking in a 10-team league. I'm not interested in that. Give me 14 teams. Draft well. Let's roll. That's the way I look at it. But anyway, yeah, I think I'm going to stream that thing. I'll stream it on Sunday night. It's a late stream, though. It's going to be 10:30 stream, or 9:30 for you guys on the East Coast. But yeah, man, that's it for me, folks. I hope you guys have a fantastic long weekend. Nick Chubb, week 4. Yeah, that's a sneaky pick you can pick later, but we'll soon see. But that is my time, folks. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, always showing love. We want to make sure that Buffalo we reach fanatics. The goal mid-season. It's down. My man said, Rico, wait. Listen, I want to make sure that we reach 30,000 subscribers on YouTube. Can we do that? Can you help out your boy? Help out the Buffalo Fanatics. I feel that I feel like we can get there. Man. That's a personal goal of mine is to grow this channel to 30,000 and we keep pushing it. You know what I'm saying? So, other than that, folks, you guys have yourself a great night. Hold on, my man said Rico, wait. Nathan, you're telling me to wait, so you better say something. You better say something right now, man. Yeah, Rico, wait. Okay, what am I waiting for, bro? You got something to say? Say it right now, bro. You better say it right now. I'm waiting for your comment quickly. Other than that, man, that's it for me. So, folks, you guys have yourself a great night. He said one love, man. One love to you, bro. So, folks, that's it for me, man. You guys have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. It's the Buffalo Fanatics, the Rico Report. Smash that like before you get out of here. If you have not subscribed, you have not told your friends and your family, what you waiting for? Tell them. And we are out of here. By the way, before I get out of here, if you guys have not downloaded Autograph, what are y'all waiting for? We partnered up with Autograph. It's a bomb-ass app. Y'all need to get on that. Everything you need, one-stop shop, articles, the latest news. And here's the thing. You can cater it just to the Bills. Only the Bills. That's it. That's all. Go ahead and jump on there. And get your autograph. Go get that app. Download it. It is free. And by the way, you can earn ways to get points, fan points. And with those fan points, buy merch. With those fan points, even get tickets to a game. And you get a little something-something from us by using the code Buffalo Fanatics. Go ahead and use that code and get on that. Folks, that's my time. Y'all have a great evening. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. It's the Rico Report. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's your boy. And I'm gone. Let's go. Got bean the plug, electric show, we wired up, hit up Rico, he fired up, we know where we stand on the power ranking, other teams fans in the comments hating, we block them all, we protecting Josh, salute to him, he the general now, Rico got legends for interviews, how the Buffalo Bills got the best fan base, away games, red, white, blue in the crowd, hey, I'm a Buffalo fanatic, play good, be humble, number 17 the captain, I'm a Buffalo fanatic, I'm a Buffalo fanatic. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. Ay. I'm a Buffalo fanatic. Ay. I'm a Buffalo fanatic.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.